CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The NPA ordered the High Court in Mafikeng in the Northwest has granted the NPA a preservation order following an illegal mining investigation. Stolen platinum group materials worth 350 million rand and a luxury minibus were seized after a probe initiated this month. It stemmed from a tip-off by Impala Platinum Mine. The NPA says the five accused are out on bail. Their case is expected to resume in January. It comes as another 17 illegal miners have resurfaced from mine shafts at Stilfontein in the same province. Police say they are Basotho, Zimbabwean and Mozambican nationals. President Cyril Ramaphosa says government is taking steps to ease the burden of the high cost of living on South Africans. Speaking in the National Council of Provinces, he said they were particularly trying to get a handle on food inflation.
Among the measures to ensure that all South Africans have affordable access to sufficient food, government is looking at whether the basket of food items that is exempt from VAT could be expanded to include more basic products. Another important area is the expansion of the country's agricultural output. This requires more effective land redistribution and provision of support that is needed by beneficiaries.
Authorities in Uganda say 113 people are unaccounted for after landslides hit several villages in the east of the country. The bodies of 15 victims have been recovered following the disaster late yesterday. Rescuers are working to locate the missing, but police say their efforts are being hampered by impassable roads. The East African country has been deluged by heavy rains over the past week. And the class of 2024 is breathing a sigh of relief after 6 weeks of final exams. Nearly 900,000 grade 12s set for their National Senior Certificate and Independent Examinations Board exams. Jared Maharaj was one of them and says he's happy his 12 years of school is coming to an end.
Honestly, I'm ecstatic about it and really happy that I'm done with exams. I'm finally finished school. It's a real milestone and hopefully my hard work will show through my results and can get that bachelor's degree that we all are hoping for. And planned for next year will be to study in university. And I just want to say well done to everyone that has done and finished their final exams. Well done, guys. You deserve it. Go out there and enjoy yourselves and be safe.
The fellow matric learner Siam Tandam Tembu says she will be enjoying the free time.
Hey, matric student, I feel very happy that I am done with my final exams. It has been very, very weird for me to wake up and have absolutely nothing to do but relax. But also at the same time, it has been very, very relaxing and I am excited to spend more time with my family and friends and to finally get full 8 hours of sleep every night.
Officials have been preparing for the marking of the papers. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay at 25. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.